ongoing. How can they reach out to you?
So head over to our website. It's powertoparent.org, and you can find links to all of our events on that page, and then you can sign up for our emails. And that's the best way to join the union, to stay engaged, to get our emails, and then follow us on every social media channel, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Power2Parent. That's Power2Parent. That's the number two. And so anywhere you find Power to Parent, you can follow us and get our information and keep in the loop, especially as this legislative session is starting. We're going to be keeping you guys updated on the bills, what's going on, what people need to be watching out for.
I love it. Erin, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Here's to a great 2023, and we'll be talking again soon. I can just about promise that.
Thank you, Kevin. Happy New Year. Take care.
Happy New Year, dear. There you have it. Erin Phillips, a great leader, of a great organization, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. That's Power, the number two, Parent. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root from my favorite boutique hotel in Las Vegas, Ahern Hotel, on Sahara, just west of the Strip. Ahern is the place for conservatives and conservative events in Vegas. It's Wayne Allen Root's home base in Vegas. Did you know Ahern Hotel is a modern boutique hotel with 28,000 square feet of meeting, events, and conference space? The hotel is also non-gaming, non-smoking, and has no resort fees or parking fees. Ahern Hotel is perfect for holiday parties of all sizes, from intimate to extravagant, whether it's a luncheon, a cocktail social, a holiday feast, or a company party. You can even buy out the entire hotel. That's right. For one flat rate, you and your guests will have access to all the hotel has to offer. Rooms and suites, event spaces, the pool and cabanas, and you'll enjoy unlimited food and drinks. For a limited time, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, you'll get 20% off. Book now. Call 725-214-4950 or visit ahernhotel.com. That's 725-214-4950. Don't forget to tell them Wayne Allen Root sent you. ahernhotel.com.
Hey, how you doing? It's Mr. Pink. Our competitors are doing something crazy, giving rebates and discounts you might not get. The one thing I guarantee at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, 22 Ram 1500 Bighorn, 13K off MSRP. 22 Challenger GT, 7K off MSRP. 22 Durango SXT up to $8,250 off MSRP. And lease a Durango GT all-wheel drive, 24-month lease, $399 due at signing. $309 a month. So don't forget to come see me at 5050 West Sahara. Mr. Pink, baby!
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, and space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In case you're keeping score at home, they are into a 10th vote for Speaker. And there is no, and it does not look like Kevin McCarthy has the votes. Will there be an 11th vote? Wow, this thing's getting crazier and crazier. Stick around. We got lots more to do coming up. Keith Skipper, the communication director regionally for the RNC. What are the issues that he's dealing with at the Republican National Committee that could impact us come 2024? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 2:31, as we check out our traffic cams, we definitely see the rain all over southern Nevada right now, and it's apparently caused an 18-wheeler to jackknife on the southern beltway. That's 215 eastbound at Decatur. So caution as you work your way through there. It's blocking the right two lanes. A jackknifed 18-wheeler. Also, some heavy volumes there through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, northbound at Sahara, southbound 15 at Flamingo. You're averaging about 50 miles per hour through there. Congestion downtown as well, as commuters are working their way through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 southbound at Main Street.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. UNLV basketball on the road Saturday, taking on New Mexico. The Lobos are ranked 21st in the latest AP poll, while the Rebels have dropped three of their last four after starting the season 10-0, coming off Saturday's loss at home to San Diego State. They're 0-2 in the Mountain West. The Golden Knights back on the ice tonight at home against the Pittsburgh Penguins. It starts a seven-game homestand. Vegas has been off since a 3-2 win in Denver against Colorado, while the Penguins are riding a five-game losing skid. The Raiders wrapping up the NFL season on Saturday afternoon at home against Kansas City. The Raiders starting Jarrett Stidham at quarterback after making the decision last week to bench Derek Carr. Las Vegas 6-10, while the Chiefs are 13-3. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
My By now, you've heard that Dollar Loan Center is offering free trial loans this year. But how much does it really cost after the free week? Let's say you borrow $1,000. The first week is on us, and after that, it'll cost you $5.50 per day. If you need that $1,000 for an additional week, it would cost you less than $40 in interest. How about this? You take out a loan of $500, and 1 week later, pay back only the same $500. Needed longer? A $500 loan costs $2.75 per day in interest. No catch. No fees. Apply at don'tbebroke.com. Give us a call or find a Dollar Loan Center near you. And remember, at DLC, your first loan is free in 2023.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by my friends at Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I had a chance earlier to visit with Keith Skipper. He is the Republican National Committee National Director of Regional Communications. And we got to talking about this House stalemate. And I asked him the question, because I don't know the answer. How can 5 or 6 or even 10 or 20 members create a stalemate for everything in the House of Representatives? I asked him. Here it is.
Well, we don't see this too often. It's kind of a nature of, the size of the majority. But the process is the process. And so we are obviously anxiously awaiting, the white smoke to come from the chimney and a speaker to finally be elected, so that we can start holding this administration accountable. And growing pains are just part of politics. It is a new majority, but Kevin McCarthy has made a lot of concessions to the folks that have been voting against him, has brought has provided a lot of things that they'd asked for and agreed to them. And so I think hopefully this won't go on for much longer, and we will get a speaker elected, because, time is ticking, and we need to, go forth and do the things that we promised to do last year, which is, working to secure the border, holding the Biden administration accountable for not securing the border, working on tackling prices, working on our crime running rampant and our broken school system, and all sorts of things that we promised to do. And of course, looking into Hunter Biden and other, investigations that we all said, we all agreed needed to be done. And so we can't do that until we have a speaker, and we need to get that done. We need to get that done as soon as we can.
Keith, let me ask you on a couple of different fronts. First of all, from a government standpoint, will this gridlock that we're experiencing right now, will it have any impact on Republicans' ability to govern, especially in the House of Representatives? I mean, right now, even the Senate is kind of deadlocked, because there's nothing they can do without the House of Representatives.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I think once we get through this, difficult period, we're going to be united. We have to be united. And really what this is just kind of getting everybody on the same page as far as breakdown of committees and the rules and all that sort of thing. That's what they're haggling over now. And like I said, Kevin McCarthy has made a lot of concessions to the folks that have been holding this up. And so I think once everybody's on the same page, we all remember who is running the White House, who lives in that White House, and the damage they have done to this country. And the stakes are just too high for Republicans to continue to kind of be focused on themselves. I think this is just kind of let's kind of make sure that we have the playbook the way the playbook needs to be, so that way when we get onto the field, we have the plays and we can run them and we're ready to go. And so, it's unfortunate that it has taken this long, but I think over the last kind of 24 hours, there's reason to be optimistic that this is going to come to an end soon, and we can get to business and start focusing on what we need to be focusing on.
Let me take you in another direction, though, because this cannot be good for the Republican brand, if we talk about branding. And I guess my question is, will this impact our ability to enlarge our margin in the House, to win more Senate seats come 2024? Or do you think the public has a very short memory?
Well, I mean, it's almost 2 years until our next election. So a lot will happen between now and Election Day. And as we saw the previous 2 years, if there's one thing we can count on this administration to do, it's to create crises and messes that become top of mind for voters. So I don't think that this is going to have any bearing on our electoral prospects in 2024. But we do need to get to work, and we do need to show our agenda and show what can happen when you have Republicans in charge of the Senate, Republicans in charge of the White House. The more time that kind of goes, you know, that we lose on that front is just, not helpful. And so I don't think this hurts us in the long term, but it certainly in the short term is ticking away at all the opportunities we have to contrast with Democrats and contrast with this administration.
Looking at the situation now, they have completed 8 speaker ballots. What is the way out of this thing? I mean, what's going to have to happen? Is it a matter of Kevin McCarthy's going to have to drop out, a new candidate emerge, maybe even a candidate from outside? We've had the suggestion of Donald J. Trump as Speaker of the House. What is the way out of this mess?
You know, President Trump, I know that, you know, Congressman-elect Gates voted for President Trump today, but President Trump's been fully behind Kevin McCarthy this entire time. So I don't think President Trump wants to be Speaker of the House. I think he's completely focused on his campaign for president. I think the way out is we need to, you know, these negotiations that have been going on between members of this, of the, you know, anti-Kevin McCarthy votes have been negotiating with McCarthy and his team. Last night, it seemed that there was a lot of progress. This morning, we saw, you know, that things such as the motion, you know, the amount of members needed to file a motion to vacate the speaker chair. Kevin McCarthy met what they asked for. He also offered them more, you know, seats on the Rules Committee and other committees that they have been asking for. So I think these negotiations are going to continue to go, and they will, at the end of the day, find the votes to make Kevin McCarthy speaker. Because at the end of the day, I mean, Kevin McCarthy, you know, he was out there campaigning hard, nonstop over the last couple of years to get this majority. He has raised a historic amount of money to help many of these members elect win in November. And so he has put in a lot of elbow grease, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And so I think at the end of the day, once they get through these negotiations and they kind of hammer out the differences, Kevin McCarthy is on track to be the next speaker.
I'll just tell you, there's no, I mean, I'll give you the numbers, 160 for McCarthy, 180 for Jeffries, 11 for Byron Donalds of Florida. Kevin Hearn, I had never heard of him till today, has 7 votes, and this is the 10th vote for Speaker. And it looks like we may be headed to an 11th because nobody has 218. And in particular, Kevin McCarthy. That number keeps going up and down. This is gonna be bizarre. It really, honestly, is. Stay where you are. Coming up, the very latest on what's going on in our nation's capital. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Celebrate the holiday season in a picture-perfect winter wonderland featuring real snow, holiday games, rides, and treats. Snow Carnival will create a storybook experience of exploration and wonder for the entire family, November 23rd through January 8th. Snow Carnival Holiday Forest at M Resort. For tickets and information, visit us at snowcarnival.com.
Yo, Tony, how you doing? Can we talk here?
Hey, Paulie, what's going on?
Remember when you said your little noodle down there wasn't working right?
Yeah, I remember. It doesn't work the way it used to work.
Well, hey, if you want to make your pee-pee great again, you got to go see my buddy, Tommy, at Las Vegas Aesthetics. He'll make that little overcooked linguine of yours act like a zucchini.
Are you kidding me?
No. Hey-ho. That's right, tough guy. Call 702-664-1300.
Say again?
Hey, listen, Stunard, at Las Vegas Aesthetics. 702-664-1300.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How many of you have been following Sam Bankman-Fried, the crypto creep, who allegedly stole something like $40 million or more? They're still trying to sort it out. I promised I was going to get to this yesterday. And we just ran out of time. And I promise you, I would absolutely positively get to this today. This is Jesse Waters from the other night on Fox News Channel with I guess you could call it kind of a new twist on this Sam Bankman-Fried case. This is Jesse Waters the other night on Fox News Channel.
Did drug money buy the Democrats the Senate? Well, just look for yourself. $41 million right into the Democrats' dirty war chest. Where'd the stolen crypto money come from? Well, if we're learning anything from Bernie Madoff's story, it's that this is a lot of dirty, stolen money, and people are dying over it. In the past few months, there's been a slew of crypto executives dropping dead. Yeah. One died in his sleep. Another died from a helicopter crash. And the other one died drowning in Puerto Rico. Is this all a coincidence? Well, we don't know. But we do know if Mini's investors were cartels and mobsters, Mini's in some trouble. And so are all the other crypto brokers who lost the mob's money. Is Mini worried? Nah. Mini's vegan. More worried about his next lunch. And Mini might be the luckiest man alive. I mean, after a judge in New York just ruled that polyamorous relationships, you know, like threesomes, foursomes, and fivesomes, are entitled to similar protections as traditional marriages. So basically, Minnie's harem was just like him having a wife. And wives can't testify against their husbands, right? Which means Minnie's main squeeze might not be able to put the squeeze on him after all. Minnie's main squeeze might not be able to sing. Remember, she's the one Mini blamed for blowing up the fund. So today, he did what Madoff didn't do and pled not guilty in court.
That's amazing stuff from Jesse Waters on Fox News Channel. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call New Hope Tax Defense. Do it right now, 702-483-0220. That number again, 702-483-0220. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We're going to get you ready for Wayne Allen Root. So much going on, so much breaking news all the way around. Also, we'll give you an update on DeMar Hamlin. There is new news in today on the condition of the Buffalo Bills defensive back. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hey, I switched off the radio. I want to tell you, your heater's not working. Come get a new car or a used car, I don't care, and get a car with the heaters working, all right? It's cold outside. Come see me at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram on the corner of Sahara Decatur, 5050 West Sahara.
Mr. Pink, baby! Baby!
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ. This is live.